Killing Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Doctor's here. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Got the experts in.
Who knew? Oh, the pop stars.
And Mikey's here. The pop stars here. Yay!
We're loving that, weren't we? Hey, hi. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Again to BFM Breakfast. It's always a pleasure having you here. Today we need to prepare the listeners, don't we?
Oh, my God, we sure do.
I mean, it's not even sunny.
So for the odd component of y'all, this is actually a repeat show from something I did in 2011.
One was alive then.
I've been doing the show since 2011.
That's great.
Yeah, so...
That's a strong performance from you.
Thank you. No Grammys.
And this is the first double up.
So, yeah. So we're going to go back through some of them because we're counting on...
Because we love having you on the show.
Not everybody having listened to all of them.
And there's not many people that have the wide knowledge of the wonderful world.
But we won't repeat the language of the song. So don't worry.
No.
Maybe just roughly 5,000 of you that heard this last time.
Yeah, that are listening
right now.
So that means that leaves 128,000 of
you. Yeah, that's right.
Who haven't heard it before.
So today we're doing the genre called yacht rock.
Once again?
Yacht rock.
Yacht rock. As in sailing boat.
Yes.
Hey, Eric, if you're listening, by the way, good morning. Nice to know you're listening, buddy.
So,
there's a yachtsman for you.
That's
my friend Eric, a friend of the family of ours, who sailed around the world in a yacht by himself.
Well, you'll have to make him a playlist of this. It's a very popular...
I would imagine he's probably got a playlist.
On the playlists. Yeah. It's a popular playlist genre.
Yacht rock.
Yeah, so...
So what's it about? Is it about rigging or what's it about? Navigation?
Well, the weird thing is it wasn't called yacht rock when it came out. So it's a genre from the 70s and 80s, roughly 75 to 84.
Okay.
And it wasn't called yacht rock then. It was just a mainstream kind of rock that people liked. And then in 2005, some people made a online comedy show about it.
A YouTuber, is it?
Yeah.
It was like one of the, I think it was one of the first sort of YouTube only.
Yeah, kind of a web series, right?
Yeah,
It coined this term yacht rock. So, I mean, that's interesting to have something coined later, in fact, there's a quote, I think it's on Wikipedia, from Michael McDonald, who's one of the main yacht rock singers, saying, it's kind of like having a stalker that knows a little more about you than you do. So that he didn't know it was yacht rock, but now that they say it, that he's like, yeah, I can see that.
Well, having the benefit of being alive during that particular period, you remember that it was quite the thing to have a T-shirt that said, I'd rather be sailing.
Oh, see, there you go.
And that sort of thing. Yachting was, especially here in New Zealand.
Of course. City of Sails.
Yeah, City of Sails. That was last time you were on the sailing boat.
Long time ago.
Call yourself an Aucklander?
Part of this music thing is it's sort of, yuppie sailors. But, New Zealand's not necessarily even a yuppie thing, is it?
No, and there's a lot of people that's, I'm sure, partied and met and, without a doubt, made love to this particular genre.
Well, let's play one. Yeah. And don't make love right now.
Turn the thing on.
Okay, the thing is on.
Yeah.
And then we can have some
Steely Dan.
Oh. Okay, so you're wearing white pants.
Oh, I am.
Slides. Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You have a beard and long hair.
There's no doubt that's funky bass, but there's other stuff in there too. Tell us all about it.
Well, we got the sort of electric piano-y thing. That's what makes it smooth, and the smooth vocals.
There's no bite to it though, is there? It doesn't
rock the boat.
Oh, look out.
It's smooth.
Recognize that riff, anyone?
This has been sampled a fair bit.
De La Soul's I Know You Love You Better. I know I love you better. There you go.
So I'm wondering if at the time they thought they were sort of cool and shiny cocaine parties, but you see in retrospect the 2005 folks imagined them, yacht parties, just a little a little nerdier.
Have you watched that web series?
A little bit, yeah.
There's a lot of faux cocaine use in there. Don't worry about that. Yeah. There they are.
Hawaiian shirt.
Linen shirts too.
Fedoras.
Jimmy Buffett look.
The classic. I think a lot of BFM middle-aged listeners know the funky hat look.
They're looking down at them with a bit closer right now.
Going. The medallion.
Medallion's a little bit, maybe a bit too sexy.
Well, this guy's got one on.
Oh, yeah, maybe definitely a chain.
Or bone carving.
Bone carving.
Might the model might be a bone carving. Yeah,
maybe the New Zealand one.
Beaded necklace.
Puka
necklace for sure. But the drug dealer of the group would have the puka necklace. All right, what's next? I think I'm done with Steely Dan already.
Okay, now maybe come back. The other thing about this music is it was highly produced, slick, well done. Which I guess
once again, hours of cocaine use probably.
Well, yeah, you know. So there's no autotune. You did all the tracks. You know, I think one of the albums that I'm going to talk about here, you know, had like 46 different session musicians, 11 engineers.
11 engineers on one
That's
album.
That's crazy.
Wow.
This is, are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot, isn't it?
Here we go.
This is Baby Come Back by Player.
1977.
Spending all my nights. Oh. How can you not make love to this? It's a lot of white guys pretending to be black, isn't it?
Yeah. They're definitely white guys that were, you know, you can hear the sort of soul influences in what they're doing. And jazz in the music as well. So, yeah, I guess sort of white guys loving soul and jazz, not quite knowing what to do with it.
Ooh.
Harmonies.
There was something in everything about you. I feel like this is in a lot of films.
Yes. I feel like this is embedded in my soul, this song.
It seems like it.
Karaoke.
I don't even haven't heard it for years. It's just coming out of me. It's like muscle memory. What the hell? It's your sort of, you sort of love it though a little bit there, Dr. Kirsten Zemke. I can see.
I do.
What did you say to me in your email you sent me when you selected this?
Oh, those are private. Those emails, Ted.
I'm sorry. you were excited to say the least.
Yes, I said it was the best. No, the worst of the best
greatest,
genres.
Greatest,
worstest genre.
You know, I was thinking, you know how I said there's no edges to it? There's no moments where you're going to spill your drink, is there?
No, a pina colada or get caught in the rain.
Or just a big, solid rum and coke.
Jenny says, I can feel the salt air.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Who?
I think you're... What?
Oh, yes. Way to bring it down.
Oh, hang on.
Someone else says, pass the bucket. This is hideous.
Yeah, you need to get your sea legs.
Getting a little seasick on it. You need to listen some more. Get your strength out.
No, I think that's fair.
Oh, yeah. Can we get some captains, Neil?
They?
Because the captain wasn't even a real captain.
That's right. Now they're part of this story.
I love the captain, Tennille.
They were in the Beach Boys for a little while. And yeah, so that's all considered proto yacht rock.
Oh my God. Here's a warning. I was on Waiheke Island, Nudie Beach, and I swam out to a yacht. Four middle-aged men invited me on board, gave me a set of bongos, and put on John Denver. What?
Well, it's not good to have a warning. Yacht rock warning. Now, apparently, there's big debates as to what is and what isn't yacht rock. So there's also
that's yacht rock right there.
So there's also a category called yacht rock.
Oh, as a yacht. That's
so,
yacht rock.
So you can discuss whether something's yacht or yacht.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm just going to go straight into the next.
Give
track.
Us a wave when you're ready.
Okay.
This is Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Oh.
Kiss on my list.
Okay, I'm not sure about this one. Let's see here. No, there we are.
It's a bit more funky, isn't it?
But it still doesn't go. It doesn't go overboard. You know, it's still smooth enough.
Oh God.
The emotions are light. These, you know, it doesn't. Bad. It's not too angsty.
You can really
it's
feel
not
it.
Pretty.
I mean, to keep it on message. You can really feel it. You really feel you spin like a fiddle, can't you? When you Someone said here, isn't it terrible that this shit subconsciously embeds itself into you despite one's deliberate avoidance over the years? That is true. But that's, isn't that a magic to it though? Because that's some of the, I mean, it's almost, this is what's happened to me. Seriously. I'm not a big.
So add your playlist, Toto's Rosanna, Pablo Cruz,
of course.
Doobie Brothers, anything Michael McDonald's, Kenny Loggins.
What about Christopher Cross?
Absolutely sailing away.
Oh. Where the whales and the dolphins are my brothers. Are they, Christopher Cross? You don't even look like you could swim. Whoa. I'll tell you what, there's been some East Coast bass parties with that playing,
You didn't quite realise how much you enjoyed this.
I don't enjoy it. This is involuntary.
Involuntary enjoyment. We need a name for that.
I think that's still enjoyment.
Okay.
Someone says they're loving it.
Someone else has said this music really splices my mainsail.
Someone else said a wine cooler and a jersey.
Oh, Miami Dry. Okay. Taking Miami Dry to the bed. That's what I used to do. Take Miami Dry to the party. No one steal that.
Jersey over the shoulders.
Oh,
pink one.
Yeah, why not? Pastel. Sure.
Salmon.
Yeah. We could do a segment where you and Penny, who does fashion, come together with fashion mixed with
music. We could just go break into a boat down at West Haven and do a live broadcast from there.
We could do yacht rock makeovers, fashion makeovers.
Grow that moustache right out. Tom Selleck, that moustache right out.
Yes.
Yeah. Tom Selleck, that moustache right out. Let that chest hair stop your plucking and your waxing. Let it grow out over the shirt.
Is that part of it?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So some other songs for your list. Boss Gags, Low Down.
Ugh.
Bobby Goldsboro, Feels Like the First Time. And someone did a thematic analysis and said a lot of the songs are about losers and dreamers.
Well, you know, one of my favorite songs of all time, one of the weirdest, and I think we've discussed this, is the Pina Colada song, Escape, by Rupert Holmes.
It counts as yacht rock.
Oh, my sweet God, what is that song about?
It counts.
A guy who's angry, he wants to cheat on his wife, and he gets bummed out because it turns out the person he thinks he's cheating on his wife with turns out to be his wife.
Oh.
Actually, yeah.
Then they sort of make up, and they go, hey, let's just get back into it.
I'm loving the dunes by the Cape. We're getting. Someone else said, as much as I shouldn't love it, get me my boat shoes.
Oh, yes, your Toms. Put your Toms on.
I was used to wonder, what are the jobs these people have? And it's got to be running cocaine or something, doesn't it? Simply because, I mean, they just have a lot of time. What do you mean?
They're musicians?
The people that live the lifestyle of
yacht
rock.
It is sort of a post-money. It's sort of like you have money and then you realize you're still sad, isn't it?
It's a definition.
It's a good lesson for you all.
Tell you what, pre-capital gains.
Just because you have a yacht.
Your kiss is all. We know it's on your lips. Okay, good. That's where it's supposed to be, isn't it?
It's
on
my list, not lips. Your lips.
I'm not that big a fan. We've got a contributing caller here. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Right, you need to get below.
Are you okay?
All right, down below with you.
Oh, please, please. I'm sticking forks in my ears.
Isn't the wonderful world of music so broad and exciting, isn't it?
It's good because
it's polarizing. This is why we listen to Bee, though. We don't listen to those other shit channels.
So well, someone else said the segment's putting the wind in their sails.
Yeah.
Oh, it's making me windy.
Oh, look at that one. That's a great... Now that is a great suggestion. Can you look up Exile?
Oh,
the other night.
I think we're going to end up making this.
So that's what makes a good music, isn't it? It's polarizing, and it makes us talk, right?
Hey, it brings
it's
us together.
Good art.
And you
it's
know
making
what?
Us talk.
It's a polite reminder too that all humans are not the same, you know. Oh, there's no. I can't find Exile. I want to kiss you. I've got a great remix of that song. It's a private song, actually.
Anyway. Well, you know, apologies to those who don't like it, and you know,
honest opinion, Doctor.
Yes. Yours honest opinion.
Yours.
Well, see,
you actually like it?
Yeah, she actually likes it. You can tell.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
It's catchy. I don't like that. I like it.
Catchy, like herpes.
Thank you, caller. I imagine herpes was quite popular in the yacht rock set too.
See that coming.
But see, I was.
You don't, this is a thing.
I was alive during that time too, and it was everywhere, so it has a timeliness.
Are we still talking about yacht rock?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right, yes. Right. Yes, we're right, talking great, about great. Yacht rock. Yeah. Yacht rock.
Got another one there you can bang out for us there. Can you put Captain Tennille?
You can
come
listen
on.
To
Captain
it in and your own time.
Please, Captain Tennille, just
in
a little
your
bit.
Own time,
please, Captain Tennille.
I don't have another track.
Can you look it up? Come on, Captain.
Okay.
Captain
from now on, you're going to need a backup.
Amelia. Amelia, give me.
But you know what?
You're green lights some Captain's Neil, aren't you?
Hell yeah.
See, there you go, boom.
It's earnest. This music is earnest.
The reason I want to say Captain Tennille was because Captain Tennille were a duo, obviously. Yeah. Tennille was a very tall, blonde, glamorous woman. The Captain, a little
bit
short.
Do you have a preference for a song? We're
but his cap.
For time.
It's his cap. It's the iconic yacht rock cap. Yeah, you know,
number two.
The white cap with the black patent leather.
A lot of New Zealanders wearing that now with the cricket and all.
Woman
that
was vomiting.
See,
I can see why
Mike
he's loving it.
I always equate the captain from Captain Tennille to the porn star Ron Jeremy.
Similar looking guy. I know, Amelia.
He equates them in his
interview. Interviewed Ron Jeremy once. He's interesting. Oh, interesting. Here's someone. This is a bit of a crossover question. Does the band Europe count as yacht rock?
Actually, that is a good question. I think it's a yacht.
Yeah,
it's about
to
say. It's a yacht.
Because it's quite an American genre.
Swedish.
Yeah. But, oh my God. How many yachts is the wind today?
Oh, okay. Like, that's enough rum coke.
But yeah, see, there's soft rock, folk rock, and, you know, to differentiate. And you know, maybe you should have yacht or yacht listening parties and go through and decide.
Yeah, and then just.
Let's not go overboard.
And
with
vote
the
for it, like. You used that one already?
No, Kirsten did. Kirsten
okay, did. All right.
But it was fitting. Cause
it was fitting. Okay. Well, let's take it around the windward mark to the beat at home.
Let's go
to the,
aft and...
Or the ho, yo-ho-ho and all that stuff.
Starboard.
So what's next week? Or are you not decided yet?
I was thinking of doing Witch House, if it still exists.
Witch House.
I'm into that.
Excellent.
Perfect.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Thank you very much, Doctor.